is as deep as the ocean. And he respectfully turned me down. He said, no, don't write on that. Years later, I think 10 or 15 years passed, I saw him again. I reminded him of my request, and he just grinned. He said, you know, it really did take us 10 or 15 years to discover what a legacy he had just finished and left behind.
Right.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen with not only Jesus of Nazareth and his encyclicals, but with Pope Benedict has been doing in Wednesday audiences and throughout the year of St. Paul, and what he's going to be doing in the year of the priest as well.
Yeah, and we're seeing already that books, whole books and commentaries are being published just on those audiences.
That's right. You know, it was really fascinating for me to work with Baker on this book about Pope Benedict, because when they asked me who I might recommend them sending it off to as a manuscript for endorsements, I gave them a list of several Protestant scholars. They were surprised, and I just said, you know, send it out and let me know. Well, Kevin Van Hooser came back from Trinity, Tremper Longman from Westmont College, Hans Boersma, top-ranking, world-class evangelical Protestant scholars, you know, from these schools all around the world, came back and just said, this man's work is so clear and so deep and so pertinent to Protestants as much as it is to Catholics, you know, and he really is arguably the world's most influential theologian. And I also found about a dozen Catholic scholars respond the way I had, too, when they read just exactly how much of his thinking and his theology is permeated with Scripture, both the Old and the New.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are out of time for our first part today. Very much appreciate your taking the time, and I know that you have agreed to come back to continue our discussion.
Absolutely.
So that concludes part one today. I hope that the listeners will stay with us for next week's episode, and we'll continue this fascinating conversation. My guest today has been Dr. Scott Hahn. We're talking about some of his marvelous books. Please join me again. I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. This has been FaithWorks on Redeemer Radio, Catholic Radio, AM 1450. God bless.